This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour, I'm going to play you some great bluegrass music. Pretty sure you're going to enjoy it. So stick with me, and I hope you've got a cup of coffee ready, or a cup of tea, or a piece of toast, or whatever it is you have when you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we'll get right into it. The first album that I'm going to play from is Pete Dennehy and Singing Shoes. Pete is an Australian man from the state of Victoria, and he plays great bluegrass music. Mandolin, fiddle, guitar. He's very good, very entertaining, very funny, says some amazing things. When you see him live on stage, you will always enjoy his performances. But all in all, he plays some great bluegrass music, writes some good songs. And the album Singing Shoes has got many of his really good songs on it. I'm going to play a couple of them. The musicians he's got helping him, Pete Dennehy plays mandolin, George Jackson playing banjo, Cat Mir fiddle and backing vocals, Pete Fiddler plays dobro, Dan Watkins guitar and backing vocals, and John Edgar on bass, and George, Cat and Pete Dennehy do triple fiddle on one track, but we're not going to have that one this time. What are we going to have? We're going to have the song Singing Shoes, talking about the sound that the horseshoes make on the street when you're just riding through the streets, and that's from Pete's experience. And then a tune called 10 Miles of Gravel, which he wrote with Troy Cassadaly, another amazingly good Australian musician. Right, that was Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to Pete.
Hear them singing down the road, I hear them ringing, rolling wheels on his old dray. That's a sound awakened day. It'll hook you line and sinker, big dark eyes, leather blinker, reins are slack and harness cold, feathers brush the frosty road. Rolling wheels and singing shoes take away my morning blues. Misery will only lose. Rolling wheels and singing shoes. Wooden seat is old and creaking. I can hear the wheels are squeaking. Two big horses, eight big feet, making music on the street. See them leaning in their collars, shoes are bright as silver dollars. I don't need the daily news, give me those old singing shoes.
singing shoes take away my morning blues. Misery will only lose rolling wheels and singing shoes. The knees, the grip, rest a leg and drop a hip. As the winter days grow colder, I know that is getting older. One day soon we're going to lose the music of those singing shoes. Rolling wheels and singing shoes take away my morning blues. Misery will only lose singing, rolling wheels and singing shoes take away my morning blues. Misery will only lose rolling wheels and singing shoes. Rolling wheels and singing shoes.
Through dry riverbed,
some great bluegrass there from Pete Dennehy and a team of fine bluegrasses there. Next, we're going to listen to George Clark Shiflett III. And this is just a middle-aged chap playing guitar, according to the picture on the album cover. And he's doing a fine job of it. Fairly traditional bluegrass. And he plays guitar, does the lead vocals. He's got Carl Caldwell on mandolin, Donnie Allen on banjo, Brad Benge on bass, and Craig Fletcher on fiddle. And Craig Fletcher also adds some dobro to the odd track here and there. And I've picked out a couple of fairly straightforward tracks off this album. Highway of Sorrow, that's a bluegrass standard, isn't it? And then When I'm at Home, which is a lovely tale and should be the song of most of us. This is George Clark Shiflett III playing some bluegrass for you.
Down the highway of sorrow I'm traveling alone. I've lost all my true friends. I've lost a happy home. And everything complete. But I fell for another who led my life astray. So I live in sorrow till my dying day. Down the highway of sorrow I'm traveling alone. I've lost all my true friends. I've lost a happy home. Eyes to give my poor heart ease. But she was hurt so deeply she could not forgive. So I live in sorrow as long as I live. Down the highway of sorrow I'm traveling alone. I've lost all my true friends. I lost a happy home.
To be left alone. Nothing else compares to how I feel when I'm at home. I need a little bit of me time. Picking my old guitar. Listen to the wind blowing the trees and my dog out in the yard. I need a little bit of her time. Loving me just right. Snuggling up and getting close is a perfect Friday night. There ain't nothing downtown like the smell of the summer rain. I can hear a Monroe sound, cause there's bluegrass in my veins. I don't wanna get crazy, I just need to be left alone. Nothing else compares to how I feel when I'm at home. Ooh.
make some good friends and have a little company. Pick some songs, shoot the bull, and sing a little harmony. I'll take the tenor. Yeah, it's gonna be out of sight. Mandolin, banjo, bass, fiddle, and me is the perfect Friday night. Ain't nothing downtown like green in a field of corn. Ain't got my old hound dogs laying out in the sun. I don't need to get crazy, I just wanna be left alone. Nothing else compares to how I feel when I'm at home. Said nothing else compares to how I feel when I'm at home.
That's George Clark Shiflett from the album Legacy, and some very bouncy bluegrass there. You're listening to Backwatch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm proud to say that I'm sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. That's a big music shop on Anglesey Street. They've got a whole lot of music written on the big white wall outside the shop, so it's very striking and easy to see that it's a music shop. And you go in there and you'll find a great collection of guitars, from economy models right through to a lovely range of Martin guitars. They've got banjos right up to Deering banjos. They've got mandolins and fiddles, keyboards, drums, electric guitars, amplifiers, and strings, all the accessories you could want. And they run a fine music service for the people of Hamilton, and I'm delighted to say that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been around here for more than 50 years, a bit like me, and they have been serving the people of Hamilton for all that time. And go in and see them. Tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm sure they'll be delighted to see you. I'm going to play one of my heroes. Bill Emerson definitely was one of my heroes in the early years of my banjo playing, along with his musical partners over the years. Cliff Waldron and Bill Emerson did some wonderful stuff in the early years, and I heard him with the Country Gentlemen, I heard him with Jimmy Martin, and got to talk to him, did a banjo session with him in 1971, and that was great fun, sitting under a tree and talking banjos. And I've always liked his playing, very clear and very much to the point, and just summed up the tune that he was trying to present with his playing. And I've selected from his album. The album's called Gold Plated Banjo, and it's a picture of Bill looking very pleasant there with a holding in his arms a gold plated Stelling banjo, which he was very keen on. He loved his banjos, and the gold plated banjo is certainly a lovely looking instrument. And the tune is very interesting. It's with a funny name called the Knights of the Golden Horseshoe. And I thought there has to be a reason for that name, because I know when you name banjo tunes, there has to be a reason for it. And the Knights of the Golden Horseshoe were one of the first exploring parties that went west from Virginia, crossed over the mountains into what is known as West Virginia, went through the Shenandoah Valley. And that was a very a highly recognized exploration party there, and all the men who were on it were given this medal of a golden horseshoe. And since those days, that was in the mid-1700s, and since those days, the golden horseshoe symbol has been used for many things, and there's parades and a lot of history to it. It's worth looking up on Wikipedia like I did, because I can't explain it well enough to summarize all about it. You better have to look it up too. But Bill Emerson wrote a tune on it, and I'm glad he did. Some fine picking. He's got Tony Rice on guitar, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin. You might hear from Jimmy Goodrow a bit later in the program. And Ricky Simpkins on fiddle and Mark Schatz on bass. And you will enjoy Knights of the Golden Horseshoe. Thank you. Well, there you have it, the Knights of the Golden Horseshoe, played by Bill Emerson on banjo. And look it up, it's a fascinating story. Going to play some Bill Monroe now, recorded live at the New River Ranch in Maryland in May 1956. It had Bill Monroe on mandolin, Yates Green on guitar and lead vocals, Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart on the fiddles, Rudy Lyle on the banjo, and Chick Stripling on the bass. And this is a classic tune called Close By.
You've gone so far away, my darling. Each time I think of you, I cry. I press your picture to my bosom, so I know we'll be close by. I saw you last while you were leaving. The tears from you I tried to hide. You took me in your arms and said, your memory I'll keep close by. Returned. Now I say that you have died, but your soul will live forever, so I know we'll be close by. They buried you in a lonely graveyard, and a spot they left beside. There we'll sleep till Jesus calls us, so I know we'll be close by.
Well, wasn't that great? Wonderful listening to Bill Monroe. Real intensity in his playing and lovely sound off his mandolin. Some great playing and singing there. And I'll must hunt through that album and find some more tracks that I would really like to play to you. Missy Werner Band, great CD. She's a mandolin player with her own band. Artie Werner on string bass and vocals. Jeff Roberts on banjo. Tim Strong on guitar and does some singing too. And a little bit of help on some of the other tunes. Aaron Till on fiddle and Mike Witcher on dobro. She's got a classy lineup there. And she sounds like a traditional bluegrass band enthusiast. You know, lots of women have brought a very different approach to bluegrass music, and Missy Werner is a little bit more of the Bill Monroe mold to me. She sings real strong and intense, and it'd be fun to play in the band, I'll tell you. Three Little Words is the first song I'm going to play, and then My First Mistake. Let's hear Missy Werner Band.
Speed. It's amazing what three little words will do. He'll be gone soon as the sun can wake him. Sit alone crying in the night, when three little words still could make things right. I was wrong, I still care. Hold me close, I'll be there. Please don't leave, I love you. It's amazing what three little words.
Missy Werner Band with some pretty hard pushing bluegrass there. Hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes out on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And you may be listening to it from Hamilton, New Zealand. That's where it first comes out. Then it goes around the various access radio stations throughout New Zealand. You might be listening to one of those, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wire Rapper, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, and access radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario, and it's podcast through available on podcast through a variety of sources. And of course, we come out on Bluegrass Planet Radio. A lot of you listen on that, and I'm delighted with some of the comments that you make. What are we going to do? We're going to play from a band that I know pretty well. It's me and two of my boys, Sam Trendworth, my second son, and Tim Trendworth, my third son, and myself, their dad, playing some songs that Sam wrote on an album that is called Banjoing Along, and Sam writes some great songs. And what are we going to hear? We're going to hear some good advice to a young boy called Hey Kid. Sam wrote this, and I really enjoy playing it with him.
Hey Kid, what you doing now? You're making through this life somehow. Seem to care about the way you wear your hair. You're living tough, but you're still a friend of mine. Hey kid, it's an open road. Get on your skateboard and free your soul. There's no better opportunity even now. There's always something new waiting just for you. Put your traveling shoes on, you're going for a ride. Same.
I hope you enjoyed that song. It's got a great feel, and I always love playing it on stage. The boys do some great music and some great harmony, and I'm delighted to be part of playing music with them. We're going to play some tracks from an album entitled Epilogue, a tribute to John Duffy. And if you were a young bluegrasser in the late 1960s, learning some bluegrass music and trying to access some source music from the USA, quite likely you got hold of a Country Gentleman album or two and listened to the music that they were making. And they did some fine music. And then John Duffy appeared on the seldom seen, and we were hugely influenced by his music and the way he did things with Seldom Seen. Just a huge figure in music, the way you played mandolin, the way you sang, the harmony structures, the whole approach to the music. It's always hard to choose a couple of tracks to play from an album like this because so many of them are featuring great musicians and are very reminiscent of John. But I've chosen two tracks, Sad and Lonesome Day. And the band playing this track is Randy Waller, Charlie Waller's son, vocal, Lou Reed doing tenor, and he tenored, sings tenor for, and basically replaced John Duffy in Seldom Seen. Akira Otsuka, a mandolin player who put together this whole tribute album. Kenny Smith playing guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Mark Schatz on bass. We had him before playing with Bill Emerson, and Eddie Adcock playing banjo as well. And Eddie was on the original recording of Sad and Lonesome Day. And then the next track we're going to hear is Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. Great song, and I always think of John Duffy when I hear that song. This has got Don Rigsby on lead and tenor vocals, Steve Gully, who's doing the lead on the chorus, Eddie Adcock again doing the baritone vocals, Mark McGlashan on mandolin, Wyatt Rice on guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Todd Phillips on bass, and Sammy Sheedle playing some fine banjo. Great songs that will undoubtedly bring John Duffy to mind. Let's listen to them.
Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a lonesome day. And tomorrow's gonna be the same old way.
is my wedding day.
Absolutely exhausting, isn't it, listening to that so fast and such good playing. Oh, very good, and I just couldn't help but thinking of John Duffy in that. So the album really did its job, but it is a tribute to John Duffy. Thank you very much, Brian Christensen of Auckland, for telling me about the album. I went out and got a copy straight away after Brian recommended it, and it's the best thing I ever bought. Okay, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you some of the bluegrass music on my shelves that I really enjoy. And just like you're sitting at home at my place and saying, play me some bluegrass, and these are things I'm picking up my shelves and wondering if you'll like them or not. Always love some gospel music, and there's no one better than Dawe Lawson in any of the various incarnations of his band that he's had. Always does a fine job. And here's Lord, I'm Ready to Go, Dawe Lawson and Quicksilver.
Rugged road, thinking of things of long ago, how our Savior suffered and died on Calvary. They nailed his hands and they pierced his side, on the cross he bled and died, just to save us all from sin and set us free.
Lord, I'm getting ready,
Lord, I'm getting ready,
now to go,
to heaven above, from here below,
from here below.
When I reach that promised land, I'm gonna shake my Savior's hand.
Oh, Lord,
Lord, I'm getting ready
now to go.
Now to go. Our Lord is coming back someday, and we've got to watch and pray, and be ready to meet our Savior face to face. If we know we've been redeemed, then we know our soul is clean, and we have a home within His saving grace.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready.
Lord, I'm getting ready.
Now to go.
Now to go.
To heaven above.
To heaven above. From here below.
From here below.
When I reach that promised land, I'm gonna shake my Savior's hand.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready.
Lord, I'm getting ready.
Now to go.
Now to go.
Now to go
to heaven above,
to heaven above,
from here below,
from here below.
When I reach that promised land, I'm gonna shake my Savior's hand.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready.
Lord, I'm getting ready.
Now to go.
Now to go.
Now to go.
Well, that's how it's done, folks. School your band, get your harmonies right, and try and sound as tight as that. Dawe Lawson and Quicksilver. Here's Karina Rose Logston with a fiddle tune called The Snowflake Breakdown.
Thank you.
Wasn't that some great playing? Karina Rose Logsdon playing the Snowflake Breakdown. I first met Bill Clifton in 1970 when he came to New Zealand, and he played at our National Banjo Pickers Convention, and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was fortunate enough to work with Bill. And I've met up with him a few times over the years. He came to New Zealand again and stayed with us and brought his music and travelled around New Zealand, and I've stayed with him and his wife Tinica at their homes, various homes in the USA, and Bill was one of the original bluegrassers. Way back in the 1950s, he was playing bluegrass music, and he brought a slightly different approach, a gentler, more city boy approach in some ways, but he loved the old songs. He's a huge supporter of the Carter family, and one of the albums that he gave me is one called Mountain Laurel, Bill Clifton and the Pick of the Crop, and on this album, Pick of the Crop, his band, so to speak, is fiddler Art Stamper, who spent a lot of time playing with the Stanley Brothers and has played a lot of music with Bill too. Jimmy Goodrow, the man who replaced John Duffy when John left and went and formed Seldom Seen. Jimmy Goodrow became the mandolin player for the Country Gentlemen, and very distinctive tenor voice and lovely mandolin playing. And Tom Gray, who was also in the Country Gentlemen and in Seldom Seen, is playing bass on this. No banjo in the tracks, I don't think, that I've got, the way I recall it. And I've picked a couple of songs that sort of really remind me of Bill. Longing for Old Virginia, and then a tune called Mountain Laurel. I hope you're going to enjoy them. Let's start them off right now.
Mid the green fields of Virginia, dear, I met you, where the clover red and white around us grew. There I held you in my arms and gently kissed you, while the robin sang the sweetest song he knew. I am longing for old Virginia, for old Virginia and you. And I'm hoping the soul within you is longing for me too. To Virginia, just like the ivy, my heart clings ever true. And I reckon in the spring I'll bring a little ring to old Virginia and you. Though tonight I'm far from you and old Virginia, I still love you as I did that day in June. And my heart is filled with yearning for you only, for the mountains where the sweetest flowers bloom. I am longing for old Virginia, old Virginia and you. And I'm hoping the soul within you is longing for me too. To Virginia, just like the ivy, my heart clings ever true. And I reckon in the spring I'll bring a little ring to old Virginia. For you, dear, where'er I've wandered, mighty lonesome for the joys we used to know. Through the whole day long and always in my dreaming, it seems somehow I've missed you so. I am longing for old Virginia, for old Virginia and you. And I'm hoping to Virginia, just like the ivy. My heart clings ever true, and I reckon in the spring I'll bring a little ring to old Virginia and you. Down the path of love I yearn to roam once more, dear, just as I did in days of old with you. And when springtime comes again in old Virginia, I'll build a little cottage just for two. I am longing for old Virginia, for old Virginia and you. And I'm hoping the soul within you is longing for me too. To Virginia, just like the ivy, my heart clings ever true. And I reckon in the spring I'll bring a little ring to old Virginia and you.
That's a beautiful song and very typical of the way Bill sings, very relaxed, and his sound has always been great. Incidentally, Tom Gray, his first job was working with Bill Clifton, and then he obviously went on to play a very important role in all the music around Washington, D.C., and so it was great to hear Tom Gray again. We're not going to have time to hear the whole track of Mountain Laurel, so I'll save that for another time. Let's take it out with Bill Emerson playing the Black Mountain Rag. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll see you later.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.